Welcome to this Rock the Flock podcast. Listen to the full two-hour show each Sunday from 7 to 9 p.m. on 89.7 WJHO.
Welcome to Rock the Flock for the week of September 28, 2025. I'm Greg Wyckoff, your host. What is Rock the Flock? Rock the Flock is home to the best Christian music because it is independent Christian artists that give it all, and literally sometimes I mean everything they have, to share what God has on their heart. And we love playing their music, but most of all, we love learning about the artist, and we love what God has on their heart. This week, God's called another artist to the show. And like I say, it's ordained every week. They're here because it's not Greg's show. It's the Lord's show, and he has sent Taylor Grace to the show. Taylor, how are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited to be here.
Well, I'm honored. I thank you for accepting the invitation. I know we've waited a little while because this show is absolutely, like I said, nuts right now. It's booked past, well, it's into next year right now. So, yeah, we'll I guess that's a good problem to have.
I'd say so.
Well, I'm very interested to get in, to find out a little bit about you, about what God is doing in your life, what he's done in your life. I think we're going to talk a little bit about your music, and we may have a snippet of a song. That's going to be really cool to do because I don't think we've done that yet. We'll have a little preview of a song coming out in the spring, correct?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
We'll be right back with Taylor Grace right here on Rock the Flock Radio. Welcome back to Rock the Flock Radio. Joining the show this week, get ready, Miss Taylor Grace. Taylor, thank you again for jumping on, and I don't want to say a show because it's much more than a show. It's a family. You're now part of the Rock the Flock family, so you're at the door. You're knocking on the door to the Rock the Flock family, and it's opened, and all these people are looking, wanting to know who's at the door. Who's Taylor Grace?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Well, thank you again for having me. I'm so excited to be here and just to be able to share my story and what God's doing in my life. So I am 21 years old. I am from South Mississippi, and I moved to Tennessee about 7 years ago. It actually feels like it's been a lot longer than that, but yeah, about 7 years ago. First started my relationship with God when I was seven. I got saved, gave my life to him when I was 7 years old. And from then, God has really just used music in a special way to connect me to him. My family's super musical. Both my parents are worship pastors, and they have been ever since I can remember. And so music's always played a huge part in my life. But once I started, you know, growing in my walk with the Lord, it became not just a hobby for me, but it became a passion for me and a calling. And I realized that God was calling me to use the gifts and talents that he instilled in me to further his kingdom and to share the gospel in any way I can. And so I surrendered to that when I was about 17 years old. And I've been full-time trying to pursue this for about a year and a half now with doing gigs and releasing music. And so that has been really exciting. And that's just a little bit of who I am. I have a huge heart for the younger generation because, you know, I remember being that age, being in high school and middle school, and that's just such a, it can be a very hard time, confusing time, but really, God uses younger people to change the world. And I think if they were more encouraged and understood what it was truly like to step into the freedom that Christ gives and, you know, the truth that he says that you can really make a difference and just live an abundance in life. And so, yeah, that is a little bit about who I am. So,
well, that's awesome. And you moved, you said, from Southern Mississippi.
Yes.
Did your parents make that move to Tennessee, and you follow? Because I know a lot of artists, it's kind of funny because they move first And then, yeah. and then the parents come next.
Yes. Well, it's actually really funny. I was 14 when we moved, and it was for my parents made the call. My dad accepted a position at a church mm-hmm. in Tennessee. And so my whole family moved. And at this point in my life, like I was leading worship. And I really enjoyed music, but I didn't know that it was possible to have it as a career. Mm-hmm. And so it, for that moment in time, moving to Tennessee for music wasn't the reason we moved, or like even an option for me. And so, we moved for my family essentially, but it's cool. I was talking to my mom about this the other day. Before we moved, she was just having a really hard time with it. And she was talking to one of her friends and she was like, "You have to remember that God is not just moving you and Scott, like, to Tennessee," which is my dad's name. But, mm-hmm. She said, "You know, he's moving y'all for Taylor, for, you know, my sisters, like he has a plan for it all." Mm-hmm. And so it's really cool to see that unfold.
And just to be able to move, that's to what I thought when I started interviewing artists from the Nashville area, was Nashville was country. To me, growing up, I always knew Nashville is country, but now I'm finding out that Nashville has this independent Christian movement going on in all, not just Nashville, but all around. And he puts you, oh man, he puts you in the right place.
Yeah, it is so cool. Cause you always think of Nashville as a country music spot, and it most certainly is still, but it is definitely like a melting pot for all kinds of different genres, but definitely for Christian music as well. Like, it is really becoming popular and something like a lot of writers' rounds for Christian music, and a lot of, you know, and I feel like you used to not see that often at all. So it's really cool how those opportunities are arising and that's becoming more of a thing. So
I'll tell you what, when we come back, before we get into your music and talk about all your musical gifts, the next segment I like to peel back a little bit, because through all of that, we can have all of it, we can play instruments, we can sing, we can write, but if you're not biblically structured, if your foundation isn't biblical, then really none of that matters. So the only homework I ever ask on this show is to bring scripture to the show. So when we come back, we're going to hear the verse or verses Miss Taylor Grace is going to share with us.
Awesome.
We'll be right back with Taylor Grace right here on Rock the Flock Radio. Welcome back to Rock the Flock Radio. Whether you're listening on the airways of 89.7 WJHO, if you're streaming online at 897WJHO.org, or like I always say, you've scrolled past all these podcasts, you found this one called Rock the Flock, and you just can't get away. It's because of all the wonderful guests that God has sent to the show. And again, we have another one this week, Miss Taylor Grace. Taylor, we learned a little bit about you. We learned that you were Southern Mississippian, transplanted into Tennessee. You were a worship leader at an early age, and your heart is on fire for the Lord. And being able to, like you said, to know that singing can be a profession, and you can do this, and you know, if God that's His will, and He will bless it. Mm-hmm. But before all of that, not just for you, for me, but for everybody that's listening, we have to be grounded. And how do you ground yourself? Do you go outside and sit in the front yard? No, you can if you feel that way, but we have to get into the Word of God.
Yeah.
So Taylor, you have a Bible verse for us.
I do, yes. It was really hard to pick a favorite, but one of my favorites of all time that actually really helped keep me grounded is 2 Corinthians 12, 9. It says, "But he said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may rest upon me. I love that verse for many reasons. I think, you know, it's really easy to get focused on like past mistakes or even current mistakes that you make as a believer and really beat yourself up about it. And especially like in Christian music, you want to strive to be the best, and like perfectionism is a huge thing. And so if you mess up, or if you Satan really likes to plant thoughts in your mind that you're behind, or that you're not where you should be, or you're not good enough, all these things. But this verse just always reminds me that despite where I currently am, like, I'm here for a reason and I'm not behind at all. It's exactly where God has me. And then, you know, about past mistakes and current mistakes, or, you know, just failures that happen in life because we're human. It just reminds me that, like, that is okay. We're human. That's bound to happen. But that just shows us that, like, we can't do this on our own. Mm-hmm. We're human. We're going to mess up. We're going to be flawed. And so many times we try to take it into our hands and it just crushes us when it doesn't go the way we want. And this verse reminds me that that's exactly why we can't leave it in our hands. Like, I can't plan out my whole life. I have to depend on God. I have to trust him and the doors that he opens. I have to completely lay everything at his feet. And in my weaknesses and the times I mess up, that's when I have to say, God, I can't do this. I'm not strong enough, but God, through you, I am. And this is why I need your strength and your power. And so I love that verse, because it reminds me so much that God is how you can do it. You can't do it in your own strength.
Well, amen. You can only do it through
him. So, yeah, hopefully that's a good explanation of it.
Well, I have nothing to add, and that's why you're on the show today, okay? Thank you for that. That's Taylor Grace. We'll be right back with her right here on Rock the Flock Radio. It's Rock the Flock Radio. Joining me this week from Tennessee, about an hour away from Nashville, close enough to call it Nashville. That's what I, you know, when we're in Alabama, we talk like that. You know, it's close enough. With Miss Taylor Grace. Taylor, thank you for being a part of the show. Thank you for blessing us already with opening up a little bit about your life, and then just blowing us away with your Bible verse, but not just the Bible verse, but why it touched you. And then you told everybody how it will touch them. So thank you for that. Well, I found you to be on the show because of your awesome music, your awesome post you put on Instagram. God has blessed you with a beautiful voice. So we know you can sing. What instruments do you play?
Well, thank you so much. That's a huge compliment. I play guitar, mm-hmm. acoustic guitar, and piano. So,
which one did you learn first?
I learned piano first. I learned that when I was 3, and then I started playing guitar when I was 7.
Because I've heard that if you can play piano, you can basically play anything else.
Yeah, I mean, piano is so, it teaches you so much. And so it's definitely like a huge foundation for playing any other instrument. Really helped me with guitar. So I don't play any other instrument, but I'm sure if I did, that would be a tremendous help.
Well, my guest from last week plays the air guitar. Seriously, he does. You think he's playing the electric guitar, but he's not in his videos. He is just playing the air guitar. I thought it was so cool.
That is really cool.
Because you would never know. I mean, he's a big time artist out of California, Jordan Ramble. He blew me away. And I said, buddy, with the pipes that you have, you don't need, it doesn't matter. But in the earlier segment you taught, we kind of hinted on writer's rounds and things. Are you part of writer's rounds?
Yes, I play a lot of writer's rounds. I'm involved in Jesus in a Bar a lot. That happens a lot in Nashville, Franklin area, Spring Hill. A couple other rounds. I'm for some reason it's leaving my brain, but I played a lot at Just Love Coffee in Spring Hill. I play there quite often. I play at a lot of these aren't writer's rounds, but I play at a lot of events here in Clarksville. And I kind of just try to hop on any writer's round I can in Nashville area. I'll just go and search them and, reach out to them. So I've been trying to get more and more involved in those because they're so fun and it's just a great way to expand your community and meet other people and get you out of your comfort zone. I love them.
Now, when God puts a song in your heart, a chorus in your heart, maybe a couple of verses of a song in your heart, do you scribble it down on a piece of paper real fast? Do you record it in your phone? Do you go to the computer and put it in?
So I'm kind of different in this. I don't like to type out my songs. I have a ton of journals that I write in, but I also, if I'm in a rush somewhere, I'm in town and the song idea pops in my head, or even if I'm in the middle of a church service and a song pops in my head, I will write it down in my notes app on my phone, or I'll like, if I'm in my car, I'll sing it into the voice memos app, or like I said, it's actually funny. I write a lot of songs during church services, and so I will get up and run to the bathroom and like record something. So yeah, that's usually how I do
That's
that.
pretty funny.
Yeah.
How many songs have you written?
Oh my gosh. I don't know if I've ever counted it, but it's definitely a lot. I write all the time. Even if it's not a full song, like I have so many different choruses, and things like that. So probably I'd say like in the hundreds, honestly. I write all the time. I have tons of songs. So
Do you have any produced songs?
I do. Currently I have four produced songs. I only have two out right now, but I'm working on putting some other ones out in the spring, and I found someone that I really like working with that I think we're gonna continue working together for a while now at least, and I'm really excited for that just to get more produced songs out there. But right now I only have two out, so yeah.
Well, that's pretty good, because that takes a lot, and it does, like I said, the life of a independent Christian artist to be able to find the right producer. Because
Yes.
I've had talks, and you wouldn't believe some of the talks we've had on this show about producers, and I've had phone calls from artists come in where I have hooked an artist up on that's called me with another artist. And sat back on three-way and just let the two of them talk, and really talking about producers. Well, this one's wanting me to change this, and really, I love independent Christian artists so much, because you tell the story that God's put on your heart, and you find the producer that doesn't want to change that, but
Yes.
the producer that can enhance it. So that's tough to find someone that you trust and that says, here's what God has given me. All right. I don't want it changed. I want you to make it better. So you
Yes.
and music is a vehicle. Music is sometimes the music is the vehicle to touch someone. You get their attention with the music or the beat or the, but then it's the words that come in on top of that that make the difference.
Yeah. And it's been really fun to work with this producer. I had never worked with him before, and one of my friends, gave me his information, and I really loved working with him. But these two songs that I have out now, I love them. They're very special to me, but I wouldn't say they're I released them when I was younger. Excuse me. And so I didn't really know what my style was then, or I guess the message that I was trying to portray in the style of my songs. And so the songs I'm going to be releasing in the spring are definitely much more of like who I am. Because I think when I was younger, I was still trying to figure out who am I as a person? Who am I as an artist? Like, what kind of sound do I want to have? And I've definitely figured that out a lot over the years. And so even though I love those songs, I'm really excited for these in the spring because I feel like it really encompasses who I am and the kind of music I want to continue to put out.
Now,
so I'm
excited. What style of music would you call yourself?
I would say a little bit of gospel and a little bit of country, not fully country, but like gospel, country, southern rock.
That's a good combo right there.
Yeah, I love Crowder. I love We the Kingdom. I love We the Kingdom. They're a huge influence on me. A lot of Brandon Lake's things. I love his style on certain things. So yeah, just kind of that vibe.
Well, after this show, people are going to want to know, they're going to want to listen to Taylor Grace. I want to sound like Taylor Grace. So get get ready, okay? Well, all right, you're going to send me a snippet of a song, a pre-snippet of a song that's going to come out in the spring. What's the name of that song?
So that song is called Ain't You No More, and it sounds really Southern. I had to bring out my Mississippi roots in that one. So, it's called Ain't You No More, and I don't have an exact release date yet, but I'm working on it, and I know it's going to be in the springtime. I just don't have an exact date because we're finalizing details and things like that.
What inspired you to write it?
Well,
in church service, in the bathroom at church.
Yeah. Church service. Yes. So there was a guest pastor that came to our church, and he spoke on the story of the prodigal son, and it just really inspired me to write a song talking about how, despite our past mistakes and flaws and, you know, all the things that we've done, that when we become a believer in Christ, he gives us a new name, and he tells us that that's not us anymore. That no longer defines us. And so the tagline of the song says, he knew exactly who I was, but said that ain't you no more. And so that's like what the song is talking about, how, you know, I was this and I was this, but now he says I'm this. So, yeah.
Awesome. Why don't you why don't we pre-intro that song, and we'll pre-snip it to everybody.
Yeah.
And everybody will be ready for the spring so they can hear it. And hopefully the Rock the Flock radio show will be the first show to be able to play the full song.
That would be amazing.
All right. Well, why don't you intro the song for us then?
Yeah, just want me to sing it right now?
Or just your name, and here's a snippet of my song.
Yeah. Well, my name is Taylor Grace, and here's a snippet of Ain't You No More.
It's Rock the Flock Radio. I know you've had a wonderful time listening to the show, to all the wonderful artists, their amazing music, and just a really cool guest this week, because if you're listening, you don't know the whole story of today, but I knew why. I'm just going to tell you why I had to stay where I was to be able to interview this child of God. So, Taylor Grace, thank you for being just who you are and being that child of God and not ashamed of sharing scripture, not ashamed of getting up in front of people and proclaiming not Taylor Grace, but proclaiming the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
Well, thank you for having me. You know, it's such an honor to be on this show and just to be able to share more about what God's doing in my life. And the whole reason that I do this is because, number one, He's changed my life. And the only reason that I am here today and that I do have a song to sing, that I put songs out, that I release, is because of what He's done in me and because of who He is. And I just want other people to be able to experience what I've experienced and experience every single day. So thank you so much for allowing me the opportunity to come on here and share my heart and what God's doing.
All right. Can we pray?
Absolutely.
Heavenly Father, thank you for this time again, Lord. I'm blown away at what you do, Lord, with the guests that you send to this show. Lord, I ask that every word will reach someone, Lord, for your kingdom. Lord, thank you for Taylor. Lord, thank you for sending her to us. God, I ask that you will be with her, that you will guide her, that you will wrap your arms around her, wrap a hedge of protection around her. Lord, send angels to watch after her. Lord, to bless her and to keep her from the evil one, Lord. And God, that you will just set her on the path to the doors that open according to your will, and not to send her aimlessly walking, Heavenly Father. God, bless her pen. Bless her music, Heavenly Father. Protect her voice, Lord. And bless each and every one of her steps. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
All right, Ms. Taylor, how can people connect with you?
Yeah, I would love if you could connect with me on social media. You can find me at Taylor Grace Music on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, all those things. And I always say this just because it can be confusing, but my name is spelled in a unique way. It's spelled T-A-Y-L-O-R-E and then just Grace Music. So you can go find me anywhere there. And then if you want to check me out on Spotify or Apple Music or any streaming service, you can find me at Taylor Grace.
Another superstar on everything. I'm out there everywhere. Well, where are you playing next?
Where am I playing next? That is a great question. I can't remember exactly on top of my head, but I know that I am playing on October 4th. It's a Saturday at a coffee shop in Columbia, Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
And Christian Happenings is hosting it. So they will be posting about that as well. Let me get more details on that.
If that is a Saturday, I might be able to make that one.
Yeah, you should. You should totally come. Let's see. Yeah, so
you have it in your phone.
I actually just scheduled this today, so I didn't remember the details.
I write it down. I'm old school. I write it down on a calendar.
So it's called Christian Music Nights. It's in Columbia, Tennessee, and I'll be playing there October 4th. And let's see, the address. So it's Journey to Jericho Ministry.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
Yeah.
All right. October 4th, Columbia, Tennessee.
Yeah. Yep. And I'll be playing at 5:45 p.m.
Okay. All right.
Yes.
Well, Taylor, any closing thoughts before we wrap up the show?
I just want to say to all the listeners, I hope that y'all will go give my music a listen and that it can be an encouragement to you. And I hope that all of you have a great week. And yeah, thank you for having me on the show. I really appreciate it.
Well, God bless you, Taylor. That's Taylor Grace right here on Rock the Flock Radio.
Thanks for listening to Rock the Flock. If you like what you heard, tell your friends and join us for the full show every Sunday evening from 7 to 9 on 89.7 WJHO. 897WJHO.org, 89.7 WJHO on the Radio Alabama app, or on Alexa-enabled smart speakers. This program is a product of Radio Alabama.